detectors.
为什么？
Why?
因为科学家告诉我们说，
Because scientists tell us.
不管太阳也好，
No matter the sun.
不管地球也好，
No matter the earth.
迟早有一天他们要走向末日。
One day they will enter into destruction.
为什么？
Why?
自从罪进到了这个宇宙，
Ever since sin entered into this world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
你看这是必然的现象。
These will occur.
所以这个世界是慢慢走向死亡。
So this world is walking towards death.
所以万物在那里叹息。
So all creation groans.
他巴不得能够享受神儿女的荣耀，
hoping that that day where the children of God can receive glory.
我们看见天上的星星，
when we see the stars of the heaven,
它是发亮的，
he shines.
但那个光是机械的光，
but that light is a mechanical light.
一点的生命也没有，
there is no life to it.
所以你所看见的星星，
so all the stars that you see,
不要忘记，
don't forget,
它们都是很灿烂的星，都很光芒的星。
It's beautiful stars, beautiful light.
但是根据圣经，
but according to the Bible,
根据科学家，
according to scientists,
它们是慢慢走向死亡的。
They are slowly dying.
那弟兄姊妹，
but brother and sister,
这个宇宙有希望吗？
Does this universe have hope?
所有这个宇宙有希望吗？
Does this universe have hope?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
希望在哪里？
Where is that hope?
希望就是在主耶稣所救赎回来这些人。
The hope is upon those whom the Lord Jesus has saved.
想想看。
Think about it.
神有两般的儿女。
God has two people.
一般像海边的沙那么多。
One is like the sand of the seashore.
一般像天上的星那么多。
One group is like the stars of the heavens.
请记得。
Remember.
当亚伯拉罕望天上的星的时候。
When Abraham saw the stars in heaven.
他数得过来吗？
Could he count them?
数不过来。
He couldn't count them.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
亚伯拉罕是不是要告诉我们一些事？
Is Abraham telling us something?
为什么基督徒是像星一样？
Why are Christians like the stars in heaven?
因为根据圣经。
Because according to the Bible.
我们若跟从我们的主。
If we follow our Lord Jesus.
我们要得着生命的
光。We'll receive the light of life.
这个生命光在我们里面要长大。
That light needs to grow up.
然后把我们带到成熟的境地。
Brings us unto maturity.
到了主耶稣回来的时候。
Before the Lord Jesus returns.
他要把我们摆列。
He's going to display us in heaven.
请记得，
Remember,
那个时候，
that time,
万物在欣赏神所做的事，
all the creation will there appreciate all that God has done.
他们非常的稀奇，
they are very amazed.
这些在空中所发的光，
the light in heaven that they see.
那个光是生命的光。
That light is the light of life.
不是今天机械的光。
It's not the mechanical light of today.
机械的光是走向死亡的。
The mechanical light walks towards death.
但是因为他们都接受了生命树的生命。
But because they received the life from the tree of life.
你看见不一样了。
You see, it's different.
现在他们长进了以后。
So now as they grow up.
神让他们与基督一同发光。
God allows them to shine with Christ.
就好像太阳一样。
Just like the sun.
基督就是太阳。
Christ is the sun.
所以他们被磨成神儿子的形象。
So because they have been conformed to the image of the Son of God.
到那一天。
That day.
你看神可以向这个堕落的宇宙。
God can too towards this fallen universe.
他的这个 old creation, 他旧的创造。
In his old creation.
能告诉全宇宙说。
He can tell the whole universe.
你看神借着耶稣基督所有的新的创造。
That through the Jesus Christ, there is a new creation.
你看见的所有的 galaxy 所看见的这个所谓的银河系。
All the galaxies that you see.
每一颗星都是死的。
All the stars are dead.
所有的光都是机械的光。
All the light that you see is mechanical.
所以慢慢走向死亡的。
Slowly they will be going towards death.
等到主耶稣回来的时候。
But when the Lord Jesus returns.
你看见因为他们得着的生命乃是基督的生命。
You see that some have received the life of Christ.
所以当神的柱子显现的时候。
As the sons of God appear.
你所看见那个银河系。
The galaxy that you see in heaven.
你所看见的每一个光。
Every light that you see.
都是基督的生命
is the light of Christ. Is the light of the life of Christ.
基督如何，他们也如何。
However Christ as they are.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
这是保罗要给我们知道。
This is what Paul wants to show us.
这是马太福音十三章给我们启示的。
This is the revelation of Matthew 13.
你看见没有？
You see that?
基督徒的盼望。
The hope of Christians.
什么这个新造的荣耀。
The glory of the new creation.
什么看得出来的？
How can you see it?
不光我们的主在荣耀里。
Not only is our Lord in glory.
他不只是太阳。
He's not only the sun.
但是所有基督在天上，基督在天上发光，要像太阳一样。
So all the Christians in the air are going to display the light like the sun.
你相不相信弟兄姊妹？
Do you believe it, brother?
这就是主在我们身上所做的工作。
This is the work that the Lord Jesus is doing in us.
那么好了。
But now,
今天你在南岛也好，在北岛也好，
no matter whether in the South Island or North Island,
那只有纽西兰有这么样的一个景象。
That only in New Zealand we find such a scene.
你在南岛，你要坐一个船，然后到一个很偏僻的地方。
So in the South Island, you have to take a boat to a very remote area.
然后你会发现一个世界，你从来没有发现。
You'll discover a world you never discovered.
你坐着船从里面经过的时候，
as you take the boat and go through that area,
你明明看见上面有好多的星星的。
You as if you see there's a lot of stars up there.
但是我们知道他们不是星星。
But you know they're not stars.
他们是一个一个的萤火虫。
They're little glowworms.
你看见吗？他们每一个都发光的。
They all give forth light.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
那个光是生命的光。
That light is the light of life.
那么你等到了北岛的 Waitomo 的 cave 的时候。
But when you go to the North Island, you go to the Waitomo cave.
那个规模更大了。
You see an even bigger scene.
我是个读物理的人。
I am a physicist.
所以我稍微懂一点宇宙这个银河系的情绪。
So I understand a little bit about the situation of the universe.
所以当我那次进到萤火洞里面的时候，
But that day when I went into the Waitomo cave,
我说这个不是银河系吗？
I said, isn't that a galaxy?
这个不就是今天我们宇宙的情形吗？
Isn't that the stars that we see in heaven?
但是圣灵教导我们什么功课？
But what does the Holy Spirit teach us?
借着南岛北岛这些情景教导我们什么？
So this, what we see in the South and North Island, what in these scenes, what do we learn?
等到有一天，
One day,
神把我们展览在空中的时候，
When God displays us in heaven,
有另外一个银河系。
Will be another galaxy.
和旧的银河是不一样的。
It's different from the old galaxy.
他们都发光。
They will all shine forth the light.
但是你看见在新造里面那个光乃是生命的光。
But you see in the new creation that light is the light of life.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这是我们每一个人的盼望。
This is our hope.
我们知道说。
We all know.
在人类里面有两种人。
There are two people among mankind.
有一般的人就是希腊人跟罗马人。
One group of people are the Greeks and Romans.
他们的荣耀在过去。
Their glory is in the past.
他们每次讲荣耀都是看过去。
Whenever they talk about glory, they talk about the glorious past.
有两
派人。There are two groups of people.
他们的荣耀在将来。
Their glory is in the future.
一般是以色列人。
One group is the Israel.
他们的荣耀在将来。
Their glory is in the future.
还有一般就是基督徒。
Another group, and that is Christians.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
凡在基督耶稣
All those who are in Christ Jesus
就是新的创造
are a new creation.
那我问弟兄姊妹
Now let me ask you this.
新造的荣耀在哪里？
Where is the glory of the new creation?
你怎么看见新造的荣耀？
How do you see the glory of the new creation?
反过来说
flip it around.
旧造的荣耀在哪里？
Where is the glory of the old creation?
你读新闻，你读天文学就可以。
If you just study astronomy,
你拿天文学的望远镜
you take the telescope of astronomy.
你看见这是神的旧的创造。
You see the old creation of God.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
Said the heavens declare the glory of God.
从上传扬他的手段。
And then the heavens declare his doings.
这就是旧造的荣耀。
This is the glory of the old creation.
你知道在耶稣基督有个新的创造吗？
You see, in Christ Jesus, there is a new creation.
如果你问我说，
if you ask me this,
这个新造的荣耀是什么？
What is the glory of the new creation?
今天所有的万物都在那里叹息。
All creation groans.
就等候那个时候。
Waiting for that day.
等到我们生命成熟
When our life grows up
也长大
And grows up
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们因为行在光中
Because we walk in the light
我们就与神相交
Then we have fellowship with God
我们有一种生活是与基督联合的生活
We have a life that is in union with Christ
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这是我们的秘诀
This is our secret
最后的情形是什么
What is the final situation
那是新造的荣耀
It is the glory of the new creation
所以感谢主
So thank the Lord
你从这些故事是你们最熟悉的。
From these stories that you're most familiar with.
表面上好像就是特别的景色。
Outwardly as if these are special scenery.
全世界的人。
In the whole world.
尤其是基督徒。
Especially Christians.
他们如果懂得圣经的话。
If they understand the Bible.
他们来到这个岛上。
When they come to this island.
他们才知道说。
Then they understand.
神借着这个来教训我们。
God uses these to teach us a lesson.
借着纽西兰的种种给我们学一些功课。
To use the scenery in New Zealand to teach us Some
原来神在我们上有一个盼望。
So God has a hope in us.
神要得罪一个教会。
God is going to receive for them a glorious church.
那是个荣耀的教会。
It's a glorious church.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Did you see that?
稀奇的很。
Isn't it amazing?
我们没有荣耀。
We have no glory.
月亮没有荣耀。
The moon has no glory.
但当月亮脸向太阳敞开。
But when the moon turns its face towards the sun.
它就 reflect, 就反射太阳的光。
It reflects the light of the sun.
每次人看见月光都是看见太阳。
Every time when the people see the moon, moon, they actually see the sunlight.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是荣耀的教会。
This is the glorious lesson.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
给我们看见。
To show us.
你们是最有福的人。
You are the most blessed people.
你们应当在这块土地上学到最重要的功课。
You ought to learn the deepest lessons on this land.
主说我们从无花果树学个比方。
The Lord Jesus said, let us learn a lesson from the parable of the fig tree.
但是我们从纽西兰的北岛、南岛、火山、地震、许多的美景我们学个比方。
So from the North Island and South Island of New Zealand, through volcanoes, beautiful sceneries, we ought to learn a lesson.
我们一面看见神的公义。
On the one hand, we see the justice of God.
一面看见神的慈爱。
On the other hand, we see the love of God.
还有因着耶稣基督所带来的祝福。
But because of the blessing that the Lord Jesus brought,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是什么呢
？What is this?
这就是全本圣经试着要告诉我们的。
This is what the Bible is teaching us.
所以保罗有一句话说。
So Paul said this.
基督在我们里面。
Christ in us.
乃是 hope of glory, 荣耀的盼望。
Is our hope of glory.
感谢主。
Brothers, thank the Lord.
我们有了这些领会以后。
After we have this understanding.
我们明天再来看路德书、路德记。
When we see the book of Ruth tomorrow.
我们大概早晨看第一章跟第二章。
Tomorrow morning, we'll probably go through chapters 1 and 2.
晚上我们看第三章跟第四章。
In the evening, chapters 3 and 4.
那这一卷书告诉我们什么呢？
What does this book tell us?
就是我们怎么叫基督的生命在我们里面长大。
This is how can this teaches us how does the life of Christ grow up in us?
新约里面有一个很重要的真理，叫做与基督联合的真理。
There is an important, very important truth in the New Testament, and that is the truth of union with Christ.
我们很不容易明白它。
It's hard for us to understand that.
有的人说是 Pauline theology， 有的人说是保罗的神学。
Some people say it's the Pauline theology.
但是不管怎么样
，not only that, but not no matter what.
旧约里面有一幅图画。
In the Old Testament, there's a picture.
给我们看见怎样。
To show us how do we unite with Christ?
让我们的生命怎么长进
？How does our life grow up?
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
我们的前途是荣耀的。
Our future is glorious.
你知道路德在摩亚地是咒诅之地。
You know Ruth was upon in Moab, which is a cursed land.
所以既然是咒诅之地
，If it's a cursed land,
是没有前途的。
There is no future there.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
有一天她到了迦南。
One day she came to Canaan.
她本来是外邦女。
She was a Gentile woman.
她世代都不能进耶和华的会。
For 10 generations, she wouldn't be able to enter into Jerusalem.
她不可能能来到神的面前。
She can into the presence of God.
就像我们这些人一样。
It's impossible for her. To enter to the presence of God.
我们与神的约是没有关的。
We have nothing to do with the covenant of God.
以色列人是靠近神的。
Israel are people that are close to God.
但是我们是远离神的。
But we are far away from God.
我们就像路德一样。
We are just like Ruth.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
虽然有一天我们蒙了恩典。
One day we receive grace.
我们得救了。
We were saved.
我每个人都是路德。
We are all Ruths.
那么现在很多故事就发生了。
Now many stories occur.
短短的四章的圣经。
Just four chapters in the Bible.
就给我们看见。
Shows us.
我们基督生长的成长路是怎么经过的
well, What is the process of growth of Christian life?
那不光这样
Not only that
我们有的也像拿俄米一样失败了
Many of us just like Naomi we fail
哪里失败哪里就有审判
Wherever that we fall there is judgment
哪里失败就有神的手在哪里 well, 管制的手在哪里
Wherever we fail and there's judgment there's the discipline hand of God
所以拿俄米说不要叫我拿俄米
That's why Naomi said don't call me Naomi
叫我马拉
Call me Mara
因为我出去的是满满的出去
Because why went out full,
我回来的是空空的回来的。
But I returned empty.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
请我们记得
Let us remember.
在人来看，拿俄米失败了。
According from man's perspective, Naomi fell.
你们在座有许多人像拿俄米也失败了。
Many you are like Naomi and probably have fallen.
现在我们要问说
Now we want to ask.
拿俄米能回来吗
？Can Naomi return?
拿俄米所有失去的能再重新得回来吗
？Can Naomi receive back all that she lost?
这就是路德记的故事了。
This is the book of Ruth.
你看见没有
？You see that?
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们蒙恩得救以后
，After we're saved，
那个故事是奇妙的故事。
That story is an amazing story.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
明天早晨
，Tomorrow morning，
第一章、第二章
，Chapter 1 and 2。
明天晚上。
Tomorrow evening,
第三章第四章
Chapter 3 and chapter 4.
那么我盼望大家最好能把它读三遍
I hope that everyone can read the book of Ruth three times.
那么我们大概把它最重要的意思把它点一下
Let us bring forth its most important points.
那这只是开始
This is just the beginning.
帮助我们往前走
To help us to go forth.
在66卷书里面
Amongst the 66 books.
现在最少有一卷书能帮助我们走路
There's at least one book that can help us walk forth.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
整个的路德记
All of the book of Ruth
乃是今天我们晚上所说那个整个福音的光的 照亮底下的。
It is all but the light of the gospel shining forth.
而最能够把这个光能够表现出来的。
And what can demonstrate that light the most?
这就是纽西兰的特点。
That's a special feature of New Zealand.
你看神能借助纽西兰的种种来教导我们。
God can use the many parts of New Zealand to teach us many lessons.
当然这是 illustration, 这是
比方。These are illustrations.
这是帮助我们明白圣经的真理。